You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. So much of what we yearn for is outside of us. It's over there. It's that big ship that appears so tiny, way off on that distant horizon. Yes, absolutely, we should have goals and dreams and things and people and places to aspire to and to move towards. But where this can drift into murky waters is when we want it because we believe that we'll be happier and more joyful and more complete when we have it. It might be a better job or more clients. It might be a partner and then a fiancé and then a husband or a wife. And then it might be a divorce. The energy of desire sends a message that it's something that we want that we don't yet have. Now, I'm not suggesting that we stop desiring, that we stop having dreams, but we need to blend this healthy striving energy with some more energy of appreciation and gratitude for what we already have. Appreciation really is that expression of gratitude for what we already have. All of those things that we have at the moment were once dreams and desires. And now that we're here at this stage of our life, we look around and we see what we've actually created. But we can often forget that we once never had these things in our life. They were simply just dreams and hopes and desires that were out there in the future. But so much of what we have now, whether that is the partner or the house or the health or the car or the business or the career, these things were once things that were simply a desire, simply a wish inside of our heart. I want to invite you to play in this little practice that I call the 5-to-1 game. What I want you to do is take a piece of paper and write the numbers 1 to 20 on one line for each number down the page. Now, next to the numbers 5, 10, 15, and 20, I want you to write something that you want, a desire, a goal, a wish, something that you want to create in your life. Now, next to all the other numbers, I want you to fill in these lines with things that you once wanted that you now have. This really is a magical practice. It allows us to blend the manifested with the yet to manifest. It dilutes that graspy, yearning energy of reaching for more. We can have 100 things going well in our life, and only one or two things that are going not so well. And it's those one or two things that get the majority of our attention. We give more energy to what's wrong or what's missing than to what's right and what's present. This practice really imbues the wants with a strong energy of gratitude for all of the elements that we already have to appreciate. We shouldn't stop wanting. We shouldn't stop striving. We can't. It's part of what makes us human. The very energy that will help us realize these goals and dreams and desires is in the gratitude and appreciation of what magic we've already created. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.